Welcome to the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. I'm Sonia Schaefer. I've been working on an interesting project the last few weeks. It all started a few weeks ago when I was looking at some old pamphlets and programs in the Charlotte Mason Digital Archives, which is a fabulous resource, by the way. We'll leave a link to it for you. Those programs detail the work that the students were to do each term and the books that they were to use. One of those pamphlets in particular caught my eye. It was all about the practical working of the Parents National Education Union, or we call it the PNEU. That was Charlotte's organization for everyone who was interested in their children's education. I kept seeing references in that pamphlet to fees. My curiosity started stirring, and this idea started niggling in the back of my head. I wonder what it cost to homeschool back in Charlotte's day, using her curriculum. Well, as I read further, I discovered there was a fee to belong to the PNEU, and there was another set of fees to receive the programs and the book lists and the exams. Okay, the fees made sense. I was making progress. But then the question came to mind, did those fees include the cost of books? I thought I knew the answer, but I wanted to make sure. So after more digging and research and discussing with some of my other Charlotte Mason educator friends, I confirmed my suspicions. Books were not included in those fees. The books were an additional purchase. But I knew where to find the book costs, because each of those PNEU programs listed the books needed for each form along with its price. Now I was starting to get excited. I had all the pieces to put the puzzle together. All I had to do was put them all together and I could find out how much a homeschool family could have expected to pay for a Charlotte Mason education back then. Then it dawned on me. There was one piece missing. Those fees and the book costs were all listed in early 1900s British currency. If I wanted to really understand how much it cost and have a true comparison, I would have to inflate those amounts to comparable modern-day British prices. And then for me, I need to convert them into US dollars. And I was thinking, if a book was used over several years, it wouldn't be fair to include that cost for each of those years, so I would need to go book by book and watch carefully for any duplicates that might save that homeschooler some money. And while I was at it, I decided to leave off any books that Charlotte listed as optional. Let's just stick to the books that were absolutely necessary. So that was my project. Doesn't this sound like fun? It was fascinating. Want to know what I discovered? All right. Now, the prices that I'm going to give you are based on the fees and book lists from a term in 1924. So that was just after Charlotte died. And these prices have been converted to 2018 prices. Now, obviously, this is not an exact science, so keep in mind that all the prices that I'm going to give you are approximate modern-day prices. But I think it will give you a real good feel for what it cost. All right, membership in the PNEU was required, and that cost about $55 per year. The families who wanted to use Charlotte's curriculum in their home schools paid a fee that included a placement test, the year's programs and timetables, rules and regulations, notes, and 3-term exams. It was interesting to me, for 2 of those exams, the parents sent in the child's exam answers to be evaluated. But for 1 of those 3 exams, the parent evaluated the child's answers herself and then sent in her evaluations. Now, the fee for those curriculum things that were given to her would range from about $150 to $300 a year. It depended on how many children were enrolled and how old they were. All right, let's talk book costs. This is very interesting. I pulled the prices from just one program, but I think it would be representative of a typical book list. There was great variety in the books to be purchased. Some cost as little as $1.50. Others cost $30 or $40. Some of them were living books. Some of them were reference books, like an atlas, for example. And some of them were just for the teacher to use in planning the lessons. Here are the book totals. Let's break it down by approximate grade level, all right? Books for grade 1 cost about $350. For grades 2 and 3, they cost $225 because many of the books from grade 1 were reused. Fourth grade was one of the most expensive book lists. It was just over $450. Probably because that's the point at which some new challenges are usually introduced at age 10. Grades 5 and 6 reused many of those books from grade 4. And when I say reused, I don't mean they did the whole book over. I mean they started it in grade 4 and did a little more in grade 5 and a little more in grade 6. So in grades 5 and 6, the new titles only cost about $160. Grades 7 and 8 cost the most, at about $525 for books, because the workload was increasing and several new books were added. But many of them were used in subsequent grades, so the book costs for grades 9 through 12 came down to about $375. Now remember, all of those figures are assuming that you started the curriculum in grade 1 and worked your way through every year, so you already had any books that were reused in older grades. In other words, those are the costs of only new books on the programs. All right, let's put it all together and answer my question, how much did it cost altogether, fees and books, to homeschool with Charlotte's PNEU curriculum? If you had a large family and you had students across all the forms, here's what you would have paid. With just your grade 1 student, it would have cost about $550 total for the year. If you had students in grades 1 through 3, you would have paid about $775 total. If you added a student in fourth grade, so you have first, third, and fourth grade, it would have cost you just over $1,300. Throw in a student in grade 5 or 6, and the total price would increase to about $1,475 for all of those kids. Add a student in grade 7 or 8, and you would have paid $2,075 for everybody. And if you had a high schooler also, so if you had a family with 6 children in grades 1st, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 8th, and 10th, let's say, you would have paid a total of about $2,450 in fees and books for the year. Now, of course, not everybody would have students in all of those grades. So let's talk for just a minute about what it would have cost for a family with just 2 children. Let's say your 2 students were in 1st and 4th grades. Well, then it would have cost just under $1,100 to homeschool them both for that 1 year. If they were in 3rd and 6th grades, you could expect to pay just a little bit more, about $1,150. If your students were older, though, say grades 6 and 8, it would have cost a smidgen over $1,400 in fees and books. And if your kids were 8th and 10th grades, you would have paid close to $1,800 for their year of PNEU education. Now, at this point, your mind is probably swimming with all of these numbers, so let me wrap up with just a couple of general observations. After doing this project, here are my thoughts. First, Charlotte Mason charged a fair price for her curriculum. The PNEU, with all of its facets, was her passion. It was her calling, but it was also her livelihood. Remember, she was an orphan whose father had lost most of the family's money in the United States Civil War, so she needed to earn a living. She did not give away her curriculum for free, or her teacher training for that matter. While I was at it, I looked at that. Students who took the 2-year teacher training course paid an equivalent, modern day equivalent, of about $16,000 for that training. That's very close to the average tuition today for a 2-year associate's degree at a private college. Second observation, the kind of education that Charlotte Mason envisioned for the children has always required a significant outlay for books. Parents have been dealing with that challenge from the very beginning. But Charlotte always thought that the children were worth it. Consider this paragraph that I found in a PNEU pamphlet dated 1928. I love how it words this. The children use a little library of lesson books of literary value and lasting interest. And we are constantly receiving letters which say how they delight in these. It is a large part of education to handle good books. And we are sorry when we hear of parents wishing to dispose of books used in such and such a form. Those set in the school are usually of a sort to be possessions for a lifetime. We congratulate ourselves on the sympathetic and generous attitude taken up by parents in this matter of books. Very few grudge the expense. And we believe that most parents of children in the Parents Union School feel that it would be better to do without many things than without the best books, various books and fresh books for the children's studies. As a matter of fact, the difference between educated and uneducated people is that the former know and love books. The latter may have passed examinations. And these books are not dry textbooks that have a limited appeal and an expensive sticker price. The books that Charlotte used, like the ones we use today, are valuable additions to a timeless family library. True living books appeal to a wide range of people and ages. They contain the great thoughts of great men and women. Those living ideas that feed our minds and expand our imaginations and nourish our hearts. Living books are an investment in our families. Happily, we have some advantages over those homeschool families who were buying books back in Charlotte's day. We have access to less expensive paperback versions. We have local libraries. We can easily look for and find used books via the internet. And we can even download many books for free if they're out of copyright and in the public domain. I guess the bottom line is this. It's never been easy or cheap to give your children an excellent homeschool education. But providing great literary books and the brilliant education that Charlotte Mason offers is worth every penny. If you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe through iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. You can also subscribe to the video version of this podcast or read the blog post on our website at simplycharlottemason.com. All of those links will be in the notes, along with links to any resources that I mentioned. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.